T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
More weather changes are on the way, but today will be another really nice one. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. Expected high around 85. For more on the next cold front and our next chance for storms this weekend, Dan Brunoff has you covered with the complete forecast on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Friday, May 7th, and very early this morning, the Texas House gave initial approval to election reform legislation. Republicans claim it will ensure election integrity. Democrats say it will suppress the vote. The latest from KRLD's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox.
House Democrats peppered the author, Representative Briscoe Cain, over the need for the bill, citing the Secretary of State's stamp of approval on the 2020 election.
I believe that that's their opinion.
That's their opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think for the most part it was free, fair, and safe, yeah.
A point of order shut down the debate for hours. 145 amendments whittled down to 18 mutually agreed upon, some decriminalizing voting errors.
This amendment just give notice of a defect and give the voter an opportunity to effect any defect on their ballot.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Could a long, hot summer lead to another failure of the Texas power grid? ERCOT doesn't think so. The grid operator faced criticism over mass power outages and the handling of the system during the winter storms back in February. Daniel Cohen, an associate professor of environmental engineering at Rice University, is concerned the grid will face similar problems during high demand this summer.
If you look at what meteorologists are telling us for the summer, they're expecting a hotter summer than usual. And if we have just a little bit hotter summer than usual, we're fine. But if we have a repeat of a summer like the one we had 10 years ago in 2011, then I think we're going to be in a lot of trouble.
ERCOT says it does expect power consumption to be at all-time highs in the months ahead, but they insist it should be okay because they'll have a higher reserve margin of about 15%. A Dallas man headed to court today after fingerprint evidence connected him to a couple of bank robberies. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
Michael Wilson was arrested at his home and charged with one count of bank robbery. Federal authorities say on February 9th, Wilson walked into a Dallas bank and stole thousands of dollars after showing a teller a note saying he had a gun. In late April, they say Wilson robbed a bank in Ennis by flashing a note that said, "This is a robbery, $30,000, don't be a hero." Surveillance video showed a silver Dodge Challenger pulling out of the parking lot, and a trace of the plate showed it was registered to Wilson, whose driver's license photo matched witness's description. Additionally, a fingerprint on a deposit slip that the robber handled at the Dallas bank matched Wilson's fingerprints that were taken when he applied for a driver's license. He faces up to 20 years in federal prison. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A company that rents those electric scooters, hoping to bring them back to Dallas. The city banned the scooters last year, but Spin hopes to get approval to bring them back. Spin's Alex April says they would work with city leaders to make their scooters off limits late at night.
We also have features within the Spin app, you know, like little tests to determine if someone is in a safe mental state to be able to ride the scooter, since we have had concerns of late night as well.
She says their scooters also have cameras that will warn riders if they take them onto sidewalks or onto the street. She says Spin's artificial intelligence would make sure their scooters are only used in bike lanes. The state will no longer allocate COVID-19 vaccine to providers on a weekly basis. There is more vaccine than demand right now, so providers will simply let Texas know how much they need, and then the state will order the doses from the federal government.
There's still sort of a statewide cap, if you will, but we're not, you know, we're not meeting that cap anymore, so there should be enough vaccine available for any providers that want to get it.
Chris Van Dusen at the State Health Department says there's so much supply that anyone who wants a shot can easily get one. Vaccines are also readily available at pharmacies and doctor's offices. More than half of all Texans 16 and older have received at least one dose of vaccine. With the summer travel season expected to pick up, airports having a tough time finding workers to staff restaurants and retail shops. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has that.
Unemployment numbers are still stubbornly high, but even so, the airports are still finding it tough to find people who want to work. The jobs are there, but not enough people want one. Experts suggest it's a combination of things. Not enough affordable child care, lingering concerns about the coronavirus, and the lure of federal subsidies for unemployment compensation, which add $300 a week on top of state benefits. For many would-be workers, they make more staying home than they would going back to work. Employers at the airports are ramping up wages. One of the big concessionaires at both Love Field and DFW Airport has now boosted starting pay to $13 an hour with $15 an hour for cooks. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Grand Prairie, a new bill providing dating violence education is turning one family's pain into hope.
It's been 21 years since Donna Nocencio last saw her twin sister, Christine Bluebaugh. Bluebaugh was killed her junior year of high school in a murder-suicide involving a boyfriend her friends and family say they knew was controlling.
It leaves that hole in your heart that you can never really replace. You know, and my kids have to grow up without her.
Innocencio tells NBC5 what the family didn't see were the signs of abuse, and they want to change that for others. Last week, Innocencio was there as Senate Bill 1109 was presented to the Senate Education Committee. The bill requires middle and high schools to teach kids about dating violence, what to look for, and resources available to help. Innocencio says this is a bill that could very easily end up saving lives. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Police in Austin investigating the death of Texas Longhorns linebacker Jake Ellinger, who was found dead in an off-campus apartment. There's no word yet on how the 20-year-old died, but police say his death is not considered suspicious. Ellinger was discovered yesterday afternoon. He is the younger brother of former Longhorns quarterback Sam Ellinger. Final preparations underway for tomorrow's Cowtown Marathon in Fort Worth. Executive Director Heidi Swartz says it is great to be back.
Oh, we're thrilled. We've been planning this since March of 2020. So we are thrilled to be able to have an event, and the runners are just as happy. It's just so exciting to be able to get out there and do something again with a group of people.
The runners will go off four at a time with 6 feet of separation at the start line. The half marathon and marathon lengths are virtual only this year, but popular Cowtown events like the 5K, 10K, and half marathon relay are all taking place in person. Sports: Mavericks beat Brooklyn 113-109. The Rangers beat Minnesota 4-3-10 for their third straight win. Rangers are back home to face Seattle this weekend.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on krld.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.